Well, Jack, we were on the edge of that fiscal cliff. Actually, we tipped over the edge a bit, and then we were so gallantly rescued by Congress, or were we? Tell us what's going to happen to our paychecks, Jack.
Well, Rena, most people will actually see less money in their paychecks because they restored the withholding on Social Security. Now, this is not a tax increase. What happened was a couple of years ago, they dropped the amount of money they were taking out of people's checks for Social Security from 6.2% to 4.2%, most people. It was never meant to be permanent. Now it's been restored, but that's going to hit some people. It's going to hit you gradually. It's not going to be all at once, but some figures I've seen, if you make in the area of $40,000 to $50,000 a year, say, it could cost you $800 a year or so. So it's going to be a little bit of a bite, but again, this is something that we used to pay. We stopped paying 2 years ago, and that has come back.
Well, Chrysler employees may want to sign up for Italian lessons. What's happening with the car company, Jack?
Well, Fiat, as most of us know, already is a majority owner of Chrysler Arena. They bought a little bit more, about 3% more. There's a certain ceiling they can go up to, but this will push them to where they're going to own more than 60% of Chrysler. I mean, they are the controlling owner for all effective purposes. And so far, that marriage has been a pretty good one for Chrysler. The government pushed Chrysler into this, but it managed to save that car company, and they're profitable again for the first time in years. So if Chrysler workers aren't exactly learning Italian, maybe a lot of them are saying grazie.
Well, let's dish a little, shall we? It seems former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm is freshening up her resume now that Current TV is being sold to Al Jazeera. What do you think is next for Ms. Granholm?
Well, sort of a fascinating story in itself. Current TV, which was a joint venture between Joel Hyatt and former Vice President Al Gore, has now been sold to Al Jazeera. It's not clear to me whether Al Jazeera wanted to cancel former Governor Granholm's program, but a lot of people are bailing out because they don't want the perception of working for a television station that's owned by the government of Qatar, a Middle Eastern country. So it's not clear. The former Governor Granholm said she's going to continue speaking and writing. I don't think she has a political future. She certainly doesn't have one in Michigan, and President Obama has not shown any enthusiasm to appoint her to a federal post. So my guess would be, and this is only a guess, that she'll attempt to do more of a commentator's role on networks like MSNBC. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Great. Well, Jack, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Stay warm, Mina.
You too.